We welcome you back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro along with the Hall of Famer, Brian Westbrook. We're talking about the Eagles and the win over Dallas on Sunday night. Now we transition from the offense to the defense. It was not the best performance. No. You have these kind of games. Eagles still did enough to win and some good adjustments along the lines. Cole Beasley killing Malcolm Jenkins. The Eagles go to E.J. Biggers. Eagles getting a pass rush, Brian. Some of the good things that I saw, 4 sacks against Matt Castle.
Brandon Graham finally got the sack that he's been talking about all season long. But I think, just like you mentioned, the biggest adjustment was Billy Davis saying, okay, we're going to take Malcolm Jenkins, who's done a great job in the slot all season long. But he got beat a couple times against Cole Beasley. We're going to give them credit for doing that, but we're going to counter with E.J. Biggers. And he got beat one time, but then he came up with a good pass breakup, a bigger play on special teams. And so when I look at this defense, I'm saying, okay, you know what? Now our coach understands our personnel. Now he says, okay, we can adjust a little bit. Yeah. You're not doing your job right now. We're going to put somebody else out there and allow him to do that work. I think that's a sign of a coach that's able to understand this unit as well as adjust on the run.
When the Eagles play the Cowboys, I always think of Dez Bryant and Jason Witten, now Cole Beasley. McFadden had 100-plus yards rushing. Yeah. Brian, as the Eagles go into the second half here, how do you feel about the defense? It really was positive early in the season. The last couple of games, there have been some leaks in the boat.
Yeah, I love this front seven. I love the physicalness of Thornton and Cox and Logan. I love the way those guys get after the quarterback and play the run pretty well. I think this team definitely is missing D'Amico Ryans in the middle of that defense. When you talk about a guy that's able to make sure everyone's lined up and he's a short tackler, you're always going to miss that guy. And over the last couple of games, 204 yards to the Panthers, over 130 yards last night. I think they're missing D'Amico Ryans an awful lot.
Yeah, and up front, still some work to be done, although Fletcher Cox has played well and Benny Logan. Some creases in the run game. And early on, that big play, Dez Bryant on the receiving end, the catch and run from Matt Castle really set the Eagles back on their heels. The defense didn't take advantage of some great field position early in the game. Not enough three and outs. But, hey, late in the game, enough plays. The Jordan Hicks touchdown return for an interception, interception return for a touchdown was huge. The defense, a bit of the old Jim Johnson days, bending, not breaking. But you want to see them get better here as the team returns home against Miami.
The one thing that we saw from this defense, when they got in a little bit of trouble, I saw Billy Davis blitz a little bit more. Yeah. Michael Kendricks gets home. The one thing I worry about is the Cowboys, they were 3-for-3 in the red zone with their efficiency. So that every time they got into the red zone, they scored touchdowns. As a defense, you can't allow that. They were 50% on third downs. They were 8 of 16. So you have to get off the field a little bit more efficiently on third downs as a defense, too. So those are things to build on. But, of course, the thing that I love the most about this defense, they continue to create turnovers. Jordan Hicks with a great interception.
What did you think of the late game last drive of regulation for Dallas? 3 penalties on the Eagles. Yeah. Nobody would question the Malcolm Jenkins holding penalty. Exactly. But 2 on Byron Maxwell that, I mean, I thought were really questionable, if not even non-existent.
I don't think those calls were existent at all. I think that one play, Dez wasn't even looking for the ball. The other play, Byron Maxwell did a great job of defending. And this is a big change for him because he struggled early on in the year of defending bigger receivers, guys that were going to be physical with him. But he did a good job last night. Those calls were just phantom calls.
And then in the back of the end zone, the touchdown catch from Dez Bryant, you got to play the football better. And the Eagles largely have, certainly, a great improvement over 2014.
Yeah, they've been doing a good job in the back of the end zone. And sometimes when you have a good player like Dez, he makes big plays. That's what he gets paid for. And sometimes those types of things happen. It's one of those things. That's just part of the game.
And I just wonder, Brian, as the second half of the season begins on Sunday against Miami, where is Ara Groh? Will he make any kind of contribution in the second half of the season? A bigger, younger, athletic body, is there not a place for him somewhere in the secondary?
It doesn't seem that Billy Davis has any confidence in him. It doesn't seem like in this defensive scheme that he's going to play a lot. I know he plays some on special teams, but if he was going to play some, then he would have been already playing. I see Maragos back there a lot. I know they have a lot of confidence in him. He's not going to make a lot of mistakes, and so that's what you get from a veteran. Right now, they don't have a lot of confidence in Ara Groh.
And for special teams, kudos to Caleb Sturgis, 2 field goals, including that 53-yarder. Donnie Jones, another outstanding game for him. Is there a Pro Bowl in Donnie Jones' future? He is having just a tremendous season. We'll see how the weather holds out for him. The kickoff coverage team gave up a big one to Lucky Whitehead, so that's a thumbs down. And then in the punt return game, teams just not giving Darren Sproles any opportunities to make big plays somewhere along the line in the second half of the season. Offensively, the Eagles must get Sproles back into the passing game. Teams really doing a good job taking him out of the equation for Sam Bradford.
With teams, I mean, if I'm a defense or a special teams, I'm going to say, listen, I'm not going to allow Darren Sproles to touch the ball in the kick return game because he's just too dynamic. We've seen how explosive he can be. We've seen that all throughout his career, but also in this season. And then in the passing game, when Darren Sproles comes in, I'm saying Chip Kelly is trying to get him the ball, so I'm going to double-team him every time. And that's what's happening to Darren Sproles. They're a little bit predictable in some of the things they're doing offensively with him, but teams are saying, I'm not going to allow Darren Sproles to hurt me. And he may be the only receiver on the field at times that can hurt them. And so they just have to be a little bit better. They have to find more guys to get involved offensively.
Up next on Eagles 360, we're going to talk a little bit about some breakthrough performances as the Eagles get to 4-4. Who are some of the unsung heroes on Sunday night? We'll talk about it when Eagles 360 returns.